So good afternoon. My name's Mike Niehaus, and for the next hour, we're going to be talking about mobile device management with Windows 8.1, Windows Phone 8.1, and Windows RT. Fortunately, the conversation is pretty much phone and non-phone because the capabilities provided in Windows RT 8.1 and Windows 8.1 are identical. We have basic mobile device management capabilities in both of those. They're designed for BYOD management. So we kind of get into this continuum. We have Exchange Active Sync, which provides basic security controls to make sure that you can allow email access on these devices with the right things in place, like password policies. We have BYOD style management through the OMADM mobile device management capabilities that are built into Windows Phone RT and 8.1. And we get some full control capabilities through the Windows Phone 8.1. But really, to get a truly enterprise-managed device with all the capabilities that you're used to, you still need to use the traditional technologies of Active Directory, Group Policy, and System Center. The MDM capabilities built into Windows and Windows RT really aren't designed to replace those. They're really designed for these BYOD scenarios. That's not to say that we don't aspire to do more than that. So as we move forward with future Windows releases, we'll add a lot more MDM capability so that you can truly do all the same things that you would do with Active Directory, Group Policy, and System Center, but through mobile device management. Today, though, outside of the additional capabilities we added in Phone 8.1, you're not going to get those types of full control scenarios using MDM. But at least what you can do works reasonably well. Using the MDM capabilities that are built into the OS, there's no additional agents to install, no additional features to enable. It's provided as part of the operating system. It just works. So we'll go through the processes that we'll use to leverage those capabilities. Basically, we need to go through the full life cycle of enrollment and configuration, unenrollment, all that good stuff. So MDM overall consists of a variety of components. We've got the policy enforcement and compliance capabilities and security management, which are kind of the key pieces of being able to configure that device with the necessary settings. We also have application management capabilities so that we can push out apps to these devices, either via a self-service portal or by actually doing a push, so targeting a group of devices or a group of users with applications that they all should have. Content management is another area that a lot of MDM solutions will provide, a lot of MDM services would provide, like AirWatch or something like that. That's not something that's provided as part of the operating system, though. So every MDM vendor may provide content management capabilities, but they're not built into the OS. That's a separate function provided by the MDM software. So we would expect the MDM service to provide the ability to configure the settings, to configure the security, and to deploy apps out to Windows devices, and they may provide other value-add services at the same time. So we do have an agent built into the OS. It leverages the OMADM protocols. It's based on the OMADM protocols. It's typically going to be managed by a cloud service. It doesn't have to be a cloud service. It could be something on-prem. It could be a server running inside of your own infrastructure. In the case of Microsoft, the service that we provide is Windows Intune. Windows Intune is a cloud-only service, so if you're going to be using Windows Intune to manage these, then it is going to be cloud-based. But if you're using other third-party solutions, AirWatch, MobileIron, Citrix, etc., they could provide an on-prem solution so that you could run this internally on your own network, but that's kind of a capability that they're going to provide to you. We won't spend too much time focusing on the differences between the different products, because from a Windows perspective, they're all going to do the same thing. We have the capabilities in the OS. There is a finite list of those capabilities. Every MDM service out there will support pretty much every one of those capabilities. So it really doesn't differentiate much between the different MDM providers. They're all going to support all the settings that we make available. I've listed off pretty much all of the ones that are supporting the Windows 8.1, Windows RT environment today: AirWatch, Citrix, Intune, MobileIron. On the phone side, so for Windows Phone 8.1, there are additional vendors with SAP, Soti, Sophos, FiberLink, IBM, Symantec. All of those provide MDM support for the devices that we've released. So from there, let's shift to talking about the different things that we need to do with a Windows device to first enroll into mobile device management. The enrollment process is fairly simple. We need to go through and tell Windows what service it should talk to. Fortunately, this is done just by putting in an email address. You put in an email address in order to determine the service that the machine should talk to. So if I type in user@contoso.com, it's going to go looking for a DNS name of enterpriseenrollment.contoso.com. So it's going to strip off the domain name from the email address, put enterprise enrollment on the front of that, and see what that points to. Whatever server that points to, it's going to send an enrollment request to that machine. That machine will respond back and ask for authentication. It'll complete the enrollment process. After that process is completed, then the machine will be managed by that service. Effectively, that means that for every email domain, you're going to have one service, only one service. You can't easily say, I want this group of machines to be managed by AirWatch and this group of machines to be managed by Intune. It is technically possible to do, but in order to do that, you would have to put a registry entry on the PC to override what that DNS name would point to. So there are workarounds, but generally the assumption is you want all of your machines to be managed by the same MDM service. So let's start off on the phone side and see what it looks like to actually enroll a device. So I have my phone device. I can go into the settings, scroll down to workplace, and say that I want to add an account. Now I just need to type in my email address. If I could type jsmith@contosocm.com, click to sign in. Now at this point, it will go out and do a DNS lookup, looking to see what enterpriseenrollment.contosocm.com points to, and then it will make a request to that server to get a login screen. This is just a simple HTML page where I can put in my password, which in this case, because Intune, which is what I'm using here, is based on Azure Active Directory, this is actually my Active Directory password. Once it's validated that, which could either be done through ADFS back to my on-prem ADFS servers, or it could be done directly in the cloud to the Azure Active Directory cached passwords, it should come back and say, all right, now you're enrolled in the Intune service. Okay, so I've successfully enrolled. I can check the box to install the company portal application. Each MDM vendor would provide their own app that's used to interface with the MDM service. In this case, it's the company portal app from Windows Intune. So when I click Done, I can see that I'm enrolled. If I click here, I can see the details of the enrollment, which actually shows the name of the server that I was referred to, which is p.manage.microsoft.com. At this point, it's synchronizing to find the initial settings. And as soon as that finishes, we see that the refresh button is lit up here. So if we wanted to, we could click to sync the settings again, and it would just go out and poll the server for any changes that have happened. But generally, this isn't a polling process. This is a push process. So anytime the server wants to put a new configuration in place on the device, or anytime it wants to push out a new app, it's going to send a push notification to the device to say, come back to the server and look for new settings. So it's not a polling process. It's not like you configure a polling interval for this device. You're just going to get a push notification anytime the server has anything new for the device. So that's all we need to do to enroll a phone device. In the case of a Windows 8.1 device, it's very similar. If we go into PC settings, then to network, then to workplace, we have the same basic setup, but there are two options here. So it's easy enough to type in an email address. But then which of these two options enrolls in mobile device management? They're very similar in their descriptions. The first one, though, is actually related to Workplace Join, which is a security technology provided with Windows Server 2012 R2 to enable access from the internet through a web application proxy to internal company resources. So it's used to basically establish a more secure, trusted device relationship between the device and your internal network. That's not what we're talking about here today. We're talking about mobile device management, so we're going to ignore that one for the moment, and we're going to do the second one, device management. So we need to click the turn on button, and we'll get the same login prompt that we had before. Same basic process as we went through on the Windows phone. It will do the DNS lookup, find the server that it points to. It'll get a web page back as a response. We can put in the username and password, and that will complete the enrollment process. I'm presented with the terms provided by the IT organization, and as soon as I accept those, I can turn on this device for management. Now, management's turned on. In the case of Windows 8.1, this is going to manage exactly one user, this user. So if I wanted to manage a second user on the device, I can't. There's no way to manage multiple users on this device. It's designed for BYOD. As a result, the expectation is this is the only user that I need to worry about. There's also no agent involved here, so all the operations that are being executed by the MDM service run in the context of the user. You'll actually see, if we poked around a little bit, we would see a couple of scheduled tasks on the machine that are executed to perform different operations for MDM, but those scheduled tasks run as the user as well. You can also see here, the turn off button is on by default. There's no way to turn that button off because, again, we're targeting BYOD scenarios. And if a user has their own machine, not only can they enroll their own machine, but they can unenroll their own machine. Lots of things like that in the Windows 8.1 implementation, which really just reflects the design that this is really meant for BYOD scenarios. Okay, so we've got management turned on for both of those devices. The next step would be to collect inventory. The service itself can choose what inventory it gathers from the device, but there is a finite list of things that can be sent back to the server. All MDM services will collect some level of inventory. The available things there's quite a list of them, but it's the same type of information that you would see if you went looking through WMI. Not surprisingly, MDM is leveraging WMI. So there is a direct mapping between the MDM classes that the servers are querying on the device and the Win32 WMI classes that are present in the normal WMI repository. So we can get information about the hardware, the operating system, the computer, the network configurations, the apps that have been installed. But there are some distinctions, like the list of apps that get inventoried isn't going to be the complete list of apps that are on the device. It's going to show you the list of apps that were installed using the MDM service. Those would be the company-controlled apps. It's not going to show you the personally installed apps because, well, that, again, is a BYOD scenario. You may not want the company to be able to see what personal apps you've installed on the device. So let's look at the inventory on this, on these devices. And to do that, I'm going to shift over to a Configuration Manager server. So for those of you that are familiar with our mobile device management solution, Windows Intune, it can be used in two different ways. It can be used as a standalone service where all the administration is done through the cloud, all the management is done through the cloud, or it can be used in a hybrid configuration where Configuration Manager is used for all of the administration, but then you can have on-prem clients managed by your Config Manager server directly, or Intune managed clients where the Config Manager server just hands the instructions off to Intune and tells it to do things. So in this case, I have Intune and Config Manager integrated. I've already taken my Config Manager infrastructure and associated an Intune subscription with it. And as part of that, I've enabled the management of Windows devices and Windows Phone devices. Once that's done, the devices can join in, and we can actually see a few of them here. I've added a column to this list to show mobile devices. If we look at one of those, we can right-click and say that we want to start the Resource Explorer to look at the inventory for that device, and we can see the type of information that's collected. In this case, this is a Windows Phone device. We can see that it's a Nokia device, model number 909, which, if I remember correctly, is a Lumia 1020, so it's pulling the internal model numbers from those devices. We can see the firmware versions, hardware versions, EMEI information, information on the processor, just basic inventory that's collected for that particular device. And we can see the same information on, well, similar information on a Windows 8.1 device. It's not any inventory on that one. Let's find one where there is. No inventory collected for that one yet either. We'll come back to that once we've gotten some inventory reported for that device. Having multiple computer names here with the same number gets a little interesting. All right, so it hasn't reported its inventory back yet. But same basic information. It's not going to have any extensive inventory collected for that machine. It's going to be a subset of what you would typically see with Config Manager, just enough information that you can use that information for some targeting of devices, but really it's more just for informational purposes so that you know the types of devices and what they're running for those BYOD devices connected back into your infrastructure. It is possible to do some customization through Config Manager, so you can collect any of the available inventory. It's not all collected by default. It's easy enough to go into the Config Manager administration components for inventory and add additional classes, but the default inventory is generally sufficient for most cases. The more interesting part then is I need to apply configuration and settings to these. This could be things like setting timeouts for the lock screen, password defaults, so controlling the minimum password length, password expiration, all the various settings that you're familiar with Exchange Active Sync, as well as additional configurations to push out apps and other things that we'll talk about in a minute, but you can configure these, push them out to the devices, and even collect the current compliance data for these back into Configuration Manager for reporting purposes. So we get a variety of different settings. It's not a very extensive list. In the case of Windows 8.1, every setting you can configure fits on a single slide. In the case of Windows Phone 8.1, same basic setup. We get a screen full of settings to do some things to these devices, but not anything like the 3,600 group policy settings that are available in Windows. We've got, maybe about 50 settings available here, so it gives you some idea of the scope of control that we get through these channels. So let's go through and configure some of these. We go back into Configuration Manager. And let me clean some of these up real quick. Just so I can start from scratch. There are a variety of ways that you can do this with Config Manager. My preference is to create a set of configuration items, one for each type of device that I want to manage. So I can create one for Windows Phone 8.1. I need to specify the type of configuration item. It really is a mobile device. Windows assumes that you've installed the Config Manager client on this. In this case, it's MDM managed, so you need to specify mobile device. And then I can choose the types of settings that I want to configure. Now, these would be the types of settings that are available through Windows Intune for any of the platforms that Intune supports: iOS, Android, Windows 8.1, Windows Phone 8.1, all of them are in this list. So you kind of need to know which ones are which, but fortunately it will tell you. So if I say I want password settings, I can then specify required password settings on mobile devices. Yeah, that sounds good. Let's say that's required. And I want a minimum password length of 4 characters. Seems reasonable. For supported platforms, again, I said I wanted to just create one of these for Windows 8.1. That was the one I was working on, right? Windows Phone. Oh, sorry, I confused myself already. We want Windows Phone 8.1. And it tells me basically that, all right, all the settings that you've selected are applicable to Windows Phone, so no warnings, no unsupported platforms, you're good to go. So now I've created that set of configuration items, which isn't very extensive. It has 2 settings in it, but gets the point across. The next step would be to create a configuration baseline, which is nothing more than a set of configuration items. And yes, Config Manager probably makes this a little more complicated than it needs to be, but it's good to have flexibility sometimes. So let me choose the configuration item that I just created. Make sure I set that up the way I wanted it to be. Okay, now let's deploy it. And when we deploy it, we'll target users. We don't target devices, we target the users that are going to be logging into those devices, which makes sense because we're only managing one user per device. We're going to be targeting settings to those users, and we'll always make sure that we get the right settings to the right device based on who's logged in. We'll say to remediate, which means if the settings don't currently match, fix them. And we can change the schedule. Maybe instead of doing it every 7 days, we could even do something as excessive as maybe once every 15 minutes. Okay, so now the next time the policy is seen by the client machine, it'll enforce these settings. We can do the exact same thing for Windows 8.1. So we'll create another configuration item for Windows 8.1. Again, choose mobile device. We'll choose password. Again, say that we want to require passwords with a minimum length of 4. And I'll choose just Windows 8.1 this time. And now it's giving me a warning saying that the required password setting in the password category isn't supported on Windows RT 8.1, Windows 8.1, or x86 8.1. That's because on those platforms, it's considered implicit that anytime you enable a minimum password length, a password's required. So you don't need two different settings to say that, you just need one. But it does show that there are differences between the current Windows 8.1 implementation and the Windows Phone 8.1 implementation. That's something we're working to fix as part of the next operating system that we're working on. Okay, now that I've unchecked that first one, no more warnings, I can go ahead, create the CI, and then create another baseline for that. Add that configuration item to it. And deploy it. Again, remediating, targeting a group of users. And we'll make it excessively fast as well. So with that in place, assuming everything's working okay, we should be able to switch back over to our phone device. And it's already popped up saying that it's seen this new configuration item and applied it. And it's telling me I need to create a password on this device now. So I had to click set and put in my super secure password. And now my device meets the security requirements of the CI that I just pushed out. So you can do those types of settings. They are pushed out to the device via Windows notification service message, so it does get applied to the device fairly quickly. If for some reason it doesn't happen right away, you could always come in and click the refresh and it would reach out to the server then and find the new settings and apply them. Later, when we unenroll the device, it would remove all of those settings. It keeps track of what's been applied to the device, and it would then prompt you to say, oh, you don't need that password anymore. So we'll get to that in a minute. So settings are interesting, but apps generally are the number one thing that people put MDM services in place to do, because you can get the basic settings through something like Exchange Active Sync. Deploying apps allows you to actually push out company line of business apps or any other type of modern application to a device. So that's really what we're targeting here. This would be modern apps, both for Windows Phone and for Windows 8.1. We can't do desktop apps, no MSIs, no setup.exes, nothing like that for Windows 8.1. There is a company portal provided by Windows Intune and by Configuration Manager to enable this so that you can do self-service. AirWatch, MobileIron, et cetera, they would provide a similar application to allow you to see a list of available apps, check off the one you want, which then sends the request off to the server to say, now push that application down to this machine. All of these are installing using a process called sideloading. The rules for sideloading are different for Windows Phone and for Windows 8.1. For Windows 8.1, you need to acquire a certificate from Symantec that's basically a code signing certificate, and all the apps that you push out to a phone device using mobile device management have to be signed with that cert. There are instructions on how to use that cert to do that, but one cert has to be used for everything. On Windows 8.1, the process is different. To enable sideloading, you need to have a machine that's enabled for sideloading, which would be either Windows 8.1 Pro or Windows 8.1 Enterprise. There's a policy that needs to be set to allow all trusted apps. And you can use whatever cert you want to sign the apps, but that cert needs to be trusted by Windows. So you could use 15 different certs, but as long as that cert is already trusted by Windows, everything should work fine. So if you're using a public cert, great, it's probably already trusted by Windows. If you're using one of your internal certificate authority generated certs, you just need to make sure that the trusted root cert corresponding to that has been pushed out to the device. You can do that via mobile device management. It is able to deploy certificates out to the machine, so you could push out certs that way. You can also do favorites or web links, so just push out a URL to the device. You can also do deep links into the Windows Store. Those deep links, basically anytime a user would select them from the company portal and click to install, it's just going to launch the Windows Store, have them log in with a Microsoft account, and then they can click the install button themselves to install that app. So it's really just a convenience of being able to point a user to a particular app in the Windows Store. So let's set up some apps so that we can see what that looks like. If we go back over to Configuration Manager, to the software library, we can create an application. In this case, let's start off with a Windows Phone application. There are actually two different types of Windows Phone apps now with Windows Phone 8.1. You can have a ZAP file, which is a Silverlight package, or you can have an AppX file, which is the new universal apps. In this case, I've got a ZAP, so I'll go ahead and create a Windows Phone app package from a ZAP file. And then I need to point to where that file can be located. Demo ZAP. If we look at the properties for that particular app, we can actually see that it's been signed with a certificate. If we look at the certificate itself, we can see that it is actually a Symantec Enterprise Mobile certificate generated specifically for this purpose, which is important for the phone. So we can add that to Config Manager. It pulls all the attributes of the app from the ZAP itself. So it's really just a zip file that contains an XML manifest that describes the app. As soon as it finishes importing that, we can then deploy it. When we deploy it, we target a group of users. And then we need to put it on a distribution point. Now, this is a hybrid Config Manager Intune setup, so we could actually deploy this app to both. So it's showing us our on-premises distribution point, contoso management.contoso.com, and it's also showing the manage.microsoft.com, which is the Intune cloud. So I can select just that one if I just want to make it available to mobile devices. And I can make it available for install, or I could make it required. If I make it required, every user is going to get this app. They don't have any control over it. It's going to get pushed down to the device. If I make it available, then it shows up in the company portal for them to select to initiate the installation. In this case, I'll just do available. Take a lot of defaults on all the other questions. And that initiates the process. So Config Manager then just needs to package everything up into a bundle, upload it into Windows Azure Storage, which is what Intune uses. Then it will push out the policy to the machines to say that this new application is available. So that's what's needed to set up an app for the phone. To do the same thing for Windows 8.1, we'll just choose a Windows app package, and we'll browse again to a location containing one of those. In this case, it's a bundle that ends with AppX bundle, which is a standard format for Windows 8.1 packages. Again, it pulls attributes out of that to figure out what this app is, so we don't need to do much typing on that. And now the app's been created, and we can deploy it. Same basic rules as before. We can choose all users. We can add it to the cloud. And we can make it available or required. In this case, I'll leave it available again. And off it goes. So now if we switch back over to the phone, if I've given it enough time here, we should be able to find the company portal and log in again. Put in my super secure password. And then we should be able to see all the apps that have been made available to that person. So it's showing me the old ones that I had set up on here before, but it doesn't show the new one that I just added. So it's probably still working on that back on the server. But the basic idea is that I can select one of those, click the install button, confirm that I want to install it, and off it goes at that point. Now that one's actually generating an error. We can come back and try that again with another app in a little bit, just see if that comes through. Let's switch over for a minute to the other machine, the Windows 8.1 machine, and try the same thing there. Oops. So we can launch the company portal. Log in. This particular setup, so the question was, do I have this integrated with ADFS? Not in this demo environment, but the experience really wouldn't be any different. If I did have it integrated with ADFS, at this point it would still prompt. It's just a peculiarity of the implementation. That's something that we hope to take care of with the next Windows release as well. It's not really aware of the association between the local account, which could be an AD account, and the ADFS account in the cloud. So you will have to put in the ID and password every time it times out. And same basic setup here, that the new app hasn't shown up yet, probably because Config Manager is still uploading it into the cloud. But to install an app, we would just select the app that we wanted to install, click the install button, and it initiates that process. Let me see if we've made any progress on the phone side, see if that app shows up yet. So for signing an application, there are basically three different processes. If you're on Windows 8.1, it's fairly easy to take any AppX file and just sign it using signtool.exe, or there are various tools in Visual Studio as well where you can associate a cert to it, and just at the time you build it, it gets signed automatically. So not too bad on Windows 8.1. On Windows Phone, there are tools that are used to do that. So we can actually see my new app has shown up. Let me switch over and show you that, because I had to go through that myself to get these apps signed. And the commands are impossible to memorize. So I've put them in batch files, just so I never had to memorize them. So if you're dealing with a Windows Phone zap file, you use a tool called zapsigntool.exe, specifying where the signtool.exe exists, then point it to a PFX file, and if it's a password-protected PFX certificate, then here's the password for that that goes in as well. So then I can just run zap and the name of the .zap file, and it takes care of all the rest. If you're using a new Universal app, the process has changed. So the new Universal apps are very similar, except it's running a PowerShell script called build mdil-appx.ps1, passing in the appx file name, the certificate, and the password again. So the processes are documented on the Windows Phone SDK and on the Windows SDK, but it's fairly straightforward to run commands like that for Windows Phone, and in the case of the Windows app itself, you can just run a sign tool directly to apply that cert to the machine or to that particular appx file. So let's initiate that app on this machine, the demo zap that I had set up before. We can click install, confirm that we want to install it. The Contoso 8 Inc. is actually the name that was on the certificate that was used to sign it, so if you're wondering where that came from. It'll download the bits, it'll install them on the device, and hopefully everything works, and then we can actually launch this application. Okay, it says it's in the collection. So now I should be able to find Demo Zap, which is my most useless application ever. It basically has a title page. So that's all the app does. So deploying apps, you just continue to repeat that process for every app that you wanted to deploy. You can target specific users or groups of users, make it available through the company portal, or push it out by making it a required application. There are also capabilities in Windows Phone 8.1 to initiate remote assistance. There are three basic operations. One is to remotely lock a machine. So a person loses the machine, they're concerned, they want to call into the help desk and say, please lock my machine until I can find it. Okay, you can do that. There's also a remote password reset. So if they forget the PIN on their device, you can send out an MDM request to reset that to a different value. Or if they just know that the phone is around somewhere and they just can't find it, you can send a remote ring request out to the device and it'll start ringing until they can actually locate where it's at. Those, unfortunately, there's no good way to do those via Config Manager yet. Those are capabilities that they haven't added in yet, so we can't easily demo those, but those are available. Unenrollment, then, will basically remove the device from manageability. That part makes sense, but it'll also remove all of the apps and configuration that were applied. So all the settings, all the apps, and even remove data from the device if that data was put on by an app that follows the rules for selective wipe. The selective wipe process, or remote business data removal, which is more of the official name for it, will remove any files that have been created using the appropriate APIs. The two default apps that follow those APIs are the Work Folders client, which is what syncs data from a Windows Server 2012 R2 file server through a web application proxy gateway, and the Mail app, so the built-in Mail app on Windows Phone and Windows 8.1. Those use the appropriate API, so all of that data ends up getting removed. Now, other apps Nope, the data is going to remain. So like Exchange, with Outlook, if you have a mailbox set up in Outlook and you do an MDM unenrollment, it's not going to remove that Outlook data because Outlook doesn't use those APIs. So you would still need to do an Exchange Active Sync wipe in order to delete the email from that device if they had set it up using Outlook. With Windows Phone, you can also do a full device reset. So reset it back to the initial configuration. Remove everything from that device. That's a fairly disruptive process because that will truly remove everything and take it back to right out of the box. So it would go through the initial configuration again. That's not presently possible on Windows 8.1. That, again, is something that we're looking to add with the next release because we want to be able to do that with Windows devices as well. Tablets, laptops, any type of device we should be able to do that on. So the question was, does that remove all the users? And, well, we've got two different scenarios. We've got the Windows Phone, which doesn't have multiple users, so no, it just removes the one. On Windows 8.1, it can only affect the one user that's being managed. So it's only going to remove the data and apps and settings from that one user. It's not going to touch any other user on the machine. That, again, is something that we'll try to address in the next release. We want to be able to support multiple users. We want to be able to wipe the full machine. We want to be able to wipe multiple users. So lots of additional capabilities that we need to add to get beyond those BYOD scenarios that we've been talking about. Generally, that's a good question. I'm not sure on phone. I don't have my Exchange mailbox set up on this to actually test it, but let's go through the unenrollment process and see what does get removed, because that might show some additional clues. So if we come in again to settings, we can unenroll a device from the device itself, which is under Workplace, just by selecting the enrollment and clicking to delete on the trash can. The other option is to do that server side. So we could go into the Config Manager console, find that particular device, which is this one, J. Smith Windows Phone 2. I can right-click and say what I want to do with that. Which is retire and wipe. And I get two choices. Do I want to wipe company content and retire the mobile device from Configuration Manager? Okay, that would be the selective wipe process. Or do I want to wipe the mobile device and retire it from Configuration Manager, which will return the device to its factory settings? Some device types cannot be wiped. In this case, Windows Phone can, so we could select that option and it'll wipe it back to the initial configuration. Or we can say, now let's just go ahead and remove the company data. Are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. Please go ahead and do that. Now that should happen relatively quickly. We'll see if it comes through here fast enough. When that happens, it should notify me that, hey, not only did it remove the company data and the company apps and the company settings, but as a result, you no longer need a password on this device, so you can remove that password if you so desire. We could do the same thing. Sure. What was the question? Does that wipe the SD cards? If it would wipe the company data from the SD card. So if you had installed apps, the second option, I don't think so. Well, it would remove the company data first, and then it would do the full device reset. I'm not sure what it would do with any other residual data that was on that SD card. I'm not sure that it's completely wiped, but it's not something I've tried to see exactly what happens there. So we could do the same thing with the PC. So we've got our mobile MDM-managed Windows 8.1 machine here, where we could say to retire or wipe that. It is aware in this case that this is a Windows 8.1 device, so the second isn't even an option. The only thing that we can do is wipe the company content and retire the device. We can do the exact same thing from the client itself, just by going into PC settings and saying that we want to turn off management. By doing that, basically everything we had pushed down to that device gets removed. Let's see if we can see that remote wipe being processed on the device. If not, we'll go ahead and just manually remove it. So it does take a little bit sometimes for Config Manager to pass the request to Intune and then for it to notify the device that it has something to do. Nope, still hasn't seen it. So let's go ahead and remove it manually. Now it tells me, okay, your password's no longer required. If you want, you can go in and remove that, which is easy enough through the lock screen, to just come back in and say, nope, now I don't want a password. Now I'm back to the initial configuration. So we've documented all the capabilities for both Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1. We've got docs available out on the web, both from a kind of a developer perspective, if you are wanting to develop mobile device management support for Windows, as well as from an IT perspective. So saying here are all the settings that are available and exactly how they work. So you can read through those. We've also got a variety of articles talking about sideloading, so explaining the certificate requirements, the policy requirements, the step-by-step that's needed to do that. So there's some blogs related to that. We also have a longer IT jumpstart through the Microsoft Virtual Academy that walks through pretty much an entire day on setting up Windows Intune, integrating it with Configuration Manager, using mobile device management with all the different platforms, not just Windows. So all of those can certainly be used to fill in all the gaps. We really just wanted to give a kind of a brief rundown of the capabilities that were present in Windows 8.1 and Windows Phone 8.1 to give you a feel for the types of capabilities that were included in Box. That's all I had to go through. Are there any other questions before we wrap it up? I'm not sure exactly what you mean by the question. It could be. I mean, if you wanted to use mobile device management to manage a Windows 8.1 system, if it's a desktop, a laptop, a tablet, doesn't really matter to us. You just have to be able to deal with the restricted set of capabilities that we provide through MDM. So if all you're looking for is very lightweight management of the device, I want to be able to push out certs, I want to push out settings, I want to push out apps, then yeah, you could manage these devices using a mobile device management solution. What we typically see with organizations is mix and match. they'll use traditional management with Active Directory group policy and something like System Center or another agent-based management solution for the on-prem machines, the machines that are normally connected to the corporate network, but then consider mobile device management for those devices that rarely touch the corporate network and really just need that lightweight management. They're being used by information workers who really just do email and office, and they don't particularly need too much over and above that. Traveling consultants, salespeople, those types of roles tend to be more mobile, and as a result, they're more a candidate for these types of lighter weight management solutions. We want to really expand on that as we move into the future to enable this as more of a technological choice rather than a role-based choice, but still, for those devices that are connected to the corporate network all the time, you probably want to use an on-prem management solution for those, whereas those that are typically roaming the world, then an MDM cloud-based solution makes a lot more sense. We just want to get to a point where you're not giving up something to choose one over the other. Today, there's a lot fewer capabilities with an MDM-managed PC than there would be with group policy and System Center tied together. Yes, that is a good point, that the SKU requirements for, say, an on-prem Active Directory, group policy, System Center managed machines basically requires Pro or above. Mobile device management is supported on all SKUs of Windows, but again, targeting BYOD. So you're going to have less capabilities, but it does support all SKUs. Okay, anything else? Cool. Our documentation actually documents something useful. All right. Well, not today. So in order to sideload an app, you need the installation files. The ZAP files, the AppX files, and the Windows Store won't provide those to you. So sideloading's out of the picture. What you also can't do is you can't have the MDM client tell the Windows Store, please install this on the user's behalf. So disable the UI for the store, but still enable MDM to initiate that install on the user's behalf. So we're looking at those scenarios for the future, but today neither one of those is really that practical. You could talk to the ISV who creates the app and say, could you please provide me with the installation files for that app, sign them with your own certificate, and then push them out using MDM. But most ISVs, when you ask them that question, they just kind of scratch their heads and say, well, it's in the store. Why don't you just get it from the store? Oh, we turned off the store. Well, turn the store back on. So it generally isn't a very productive conversation with most ISVs to get the app files. Now, if it's a bigger enterprise vendor that creates apps and you already have a contractual relationship with them, generally they say, oh yeah, no problem, here's a CD and all the install files are on there for you. But for the smaller ISVs that just publish apps through the store, yeah, they're not going to be too interested in providing you the install files. So we know that we can provide more flexibility on that as we get into the future, and we'll start talking about that in the next month or so as we get into the next version of Windows.
If you deploy traditional desktop apps as opposed to just sideloading the Windows 8 apps directly?
Mobile device management, using Windows Intune or any other MDM service today, that doesn't support desktop apps. It only supports modern apps. There's no MSIs. Another thing that you give up. Now, if you're using something like Configuration Manager on-prem, it provides a company portal that talks to the Config Manager service using the Config Manager agent, and then sure, it can do desktop apps as well. But it's not using mobile device management in that case, and it's not using Intune in that case.
Is that the
You could use standalone Intune, yes, with the Intune agent, which is kind of similar to the config manager setup where you have an agent, the agent knows how to do it. But if you're going to use MDM, which is agentless, the MDM support in the OS doesn't know how to do it.
So it's just a standalone
mode
capability, not an
integrated mode capability. Right. Well, sort of. You have three basic modes of using Intune. You can use Intune, standalone MDM, I guess four. Intune with its agent, standalone. Intune without its agent, standalone. Intune integrated. Sorry, there are only three, because you can't use Intune integrated with its agent. So if you used Intune with its agent, then you could do MSIs. All right. Thanks a lot. We're out of time. If there are any other questions, find me up front.